Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, spirituality, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Reverend Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share insights and practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm so glad you're here for the 120th episode of My Shamanic Life. We're going to do this one a little bit differently in that I'm going to go live on my Facebook page to do this ritual for the equinox at the same time that I'm recording it for you. But before I get to that, I just want to bring to your attention some events that are coming up. For those of you who are interested in shamanic Reiki, and if you've done level one, or if you're a Reiki level one and you have some experience with shamanic journeying, I invite you to check out shamanic Reiki level two, the virtual training that is coming up in October. And also, if you happen to live in upstate New York in the Adirondacks and are interested in a live training, there is a live training happening in Scroon Lake, New York for level one on October 1st, 2022. And level two, November 19th and 20th, 2022. You can find all of the information, the dates, and the details on my website at debbiephilp.com, and I will put a link to the training page in the show notes. Everything is there, both the live and virtual events. And I also want to invite you, if you have not yet signed up to receive the newsletter or become a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, to do so now. We have another shamanic journey coming up for the new moon on this Sunday, September 25th, 2022. And I'd love for you to join us. It's free, it's easy, it's audio only. We do it by conference call. And the code and phone number are in both that group in the event and will be in the newsletter that is going out very soon. And now let's settle in, and I invite you to join me in a little audio ritual for the equinox. This is a time, whether you are in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere, this is a time when the light and the dark are balanced. And I am feeling very called to connect with you and invite balance. It will be a short ritual, and you need nothing except you and a place to sit. So go ahead and get comfortable. And please know that if you catch this later than when I'm recording it, that's fine. You can listen to it anytime that you need to come into balance. All right, let's settle in. And close your eyes if that feels appropriate for you. And let's start just coming together with three deep breaths. So take a big, deep breath in. And as you let your breath out, let your body relax a little bit. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, let go both physically and mentally. What thoughts are you hanging on to? Let them go. Take another deep, nourishing breath in. And let it out. And then notice your natural breath. Feel it flow in and out. There's no way it's supposed to be. So simply let it be as it is, becoming aware of it. And beginning at the top of your head, let your awareness move down through your body, so down over your face and the back of your head, into your jaw and to your neck. And as you let your awareness move down, notice what's true in your body. And if there are places of tightness or tension where you can just let go, then go ahead and let go. And if they're not ready to let go, then say thank you for holding whatever it is that I need to hold in this moment, and move on. Let your awareness go down through your shoulders, your arms. Check out how your fingers are feeling. And then let the breath, let your awareness go down through your chest and your upper back, your shoulder blades, down through your torso, into your abdomen, your low back, down into your pelvis. Move your awareness down through your legs. Every place that you're bringing your attention to, noticing if there's anything that you need to release or welcome. And just feel that go down through your legs, your ankles, your feet. Check out your toes. And notice what emotions are present for you in this moment. We often have layers of emotions. So what's on the surface? What can the world see about how you are feeling in this moment? And what's down deeper? What are you holding so deep in your heart that you're not ready to share? And it doesn't matter if it's joy or sadness or anger. Whatever you're feeling, it's valid and part of you. So welcome it here, even if nobody can see it. This ritual in the mind's eye. So you can stay with your eyes closed, or if at any time you need to open your eyes, take a soft gaze. begin by casting a circle. So imagine that around me and around you, a little beam of light, like a firefly moving through the air, is beginning to trace a circle. It's a big circle to hold everyone who might be part of this, either now or later. And that little light, like a firefly, flies all the way around to encompass everyone. And finally, circles back to where it started. We are held in this circle. We are safe. We are protected. And we are together. Now, from wherever you're sitting, just take a moment to orient yourself to the directions, noticing where east is in relation to where you are. You might have a sense of where the sun comes up, or you might know the geography. You may have simply looked at a map and know what's out there to the east. But just get a sense of where east is. And then get a sense of where south is, where west is. Maybe you remember where you see sunsets. And then get a sense of where north is. And let that orient you to where you are. Without needing to adjust anything, just notice what direction you face. And it doesn't have to be one of those. It might be northwest. Southwest. It's all good. And begin to take in awareness of what the landscape is right around you. So you may be in a building. It may be your home. It may be a place of business. Maybe you're sitting in your car somewhere. Just begin to either look at or remember what that landscape is like. This is the place where you are right now. And then we're going to move through just a little practice of balancing the elements. So I'd like to invite air. I call to the element air. I call to all of the winged ones. Whether they're birds, or insects, or bats. I call to you to remind us to fly, to remind us that we can take a very big, broad view of everything that's happening when we look down from above, and to remind us that energetically, we can reach up into the sky and connect with the sun and the moon and all of the cosmic spirits. And now that air is present for us, take a moment to consider all of the qualities of air. Air is cleansing. It sweeps away the litter, what's left, what's dry. Air is communication, carrying the sound waves. Air is action, movement. Air is vital energy and breath. How are you relating to the air element in this moment? Do you feel energetic and vital? What are the qualities of your thoughts? Is your air chaotic, swirling around like a tornado? Or is your air an easy breeze bringing you clarity? Does your voice carry? Are you heard? Are you listening? Consider if any of your air is too active or not active enough, and invite the air element to sweep away its own qualities that are out of balance in you. Invite a settling of thoughts, clear vision of all that is out there. The big picture. Clear communication. And take a really deep breath of fresh air. Air, we thank you for being here. And now I invite the fire element to come in. As your representative, I invite serpent, snake, to remind us of our own power of transformation when we release what is holding us back. So like a snake shedding its skin, we grow when we let go of what is too small. And we burn with our own internal flame, our internal passion. And that flame has the power to purify and transform. Fire can also be out of balance. Too much fire, and you might be aggressive. You might be too strong-willed to compromise. Not enough fire, and you may just not feel motivated. Invite fire now to spark if you're feeling like there isn't enough there. That balanced air can feed that fire so it grows. And if there's too much fire, damp it down. Bring it into balance where you are passionate and clear and transformed and ready to manifest exactly what you want to see in the world. Take a deep breath with that. And I thank you, fire, for helping to bring us into balance. I invite in now the water element. And I invite in frog, a representative of the cleansing and transforming and nurturing powers of water. Like a tadpole changing form, becoming a frog, reminding us that we are always in a state of transformation and change, just like the seasons are changing now. Water is emotion and flow, our ability to move through the world with grace and power. Over time, water wears away rock. Water comes in as rains, the tides, the rivers. How is water feeling like it's manifesting for you? Internally, water is our blood, our lymph, and water itself. Water's qualities of our emotional stability or imbalance. So we can easily move through appropriate emotions, or we can rage like floodwaters, or we can hold everything in and not feel, not express. Let's ask water to balance, where it's a trickle, flow some more in. And where things are raging, allow them to sink into the earth until you've got a nice flow, gentle ripples, slowly moving, always transforming. Thank you, water, for helping to bring us into balance. I call to earth, and I call to deer and bear and squirrel, the four-footed, who are very busy at this time, preparing for the season change. Earth is stability, our own preparedness for change. What keeps us steady, what keeps us grounded, what keeps us nourished. As you consider the earth element and how it's manifesting in you, consider, what is my self-care routine? What am I doing to feed myself? When do I feel steady and stable? And when am I knocked around by the winds of change? And let's ask the earth element to help us to move in a grounded way, to know our inner strength, to connect in with what is solid, to know our bones. When there's too much earth, we can be a little bit slow, lethargic, and resistant to change. When there's too little earth, when we have no weight, we're just knocked around by everything else. So, Earth, please bring us into balance, helping us to be just the right weight to keep moving forward with our lives, but able to stay centered no matter what is swirling around us. Thank you, Earth, for helping us to balance. Take a deep breath with that. And take one more moment just to feel into where you are. What is your place? Where are you on this beautiful earth of ours? And imagine that little spot of light, like a firefly, flying around in the opposite direction and gathering its light back in again. Slowly erasing the circle that it created. And feel yourself reconnecting with the world around you. And let's close our little ritual by rubbing our hands together, making some heat between our palms. And then let's blow through our hands and send that fire energy, the energy of spirit, out into the world with all the intentions for balance that we just created in our ritual. 1, 2, 3. May this equinox bring you balance and honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.